All right. So you've been hearing all this buzz about DeFi, this whole idea of like a decentralized financial system, and you're kind of intrigued. Well, today we're going to dive headfirst into this platform that's making waves. It's called Hyperliquid, and it could seriously revolutionize how we think about trading. If you're already familiar with DeFi, you know it's all about recreating traditional financial tools on the blockchain, things like exchanges, but without all those middlemen. But what's got everyone so excited about Hyperliquid is this promise to deliver the best of both worlds, the speed and features of those centralized exchanges that we're used to, but with the security and transparency that DeFi is known for. We've got a whole stack of articles and research here, so let's really unpack what makes Hyperliquid tick. So first things first, can you give us a clear picture of what Hyperliquid actually asks? This term, decentralized perpetual exchange, it might sound kind of intimidating to some people, so break it down for us.
Sure. So one of the most interesting things about Hyperliquid is that they actually went ahead and built their own layer one blockchain
Yeah.
specifically designed for trading. And this is a really big deal because instead of relying on existing infrastructure, like Ethereum, which let's face it, can be a bit clunky and expensive sometimes, they've created this like tailor-made environment that's totally optimized for speed and efficiency.
So they didn't just rent an apartment in a crowded city, they built their own custom skyscraper. That's ambitious. And speaking of custom builds, I gotta ask about this Hyper-BFT consensus mechanism. It sounds very technical. How does that actually contribute to Hyperliquid's speed and security?
Okay, so think of it this way. Imagine a team of like highly skilled individuals all working together to validate every single transaction on the network. Each member of this team has to agree that a transaction is legit before it gets added to the blockchain. That's essentially what Hyper-BFT does, or Hyper-Byzantine Fault Tolerant. This kind of teamwork ensures that everything runs smoothly, quickly, and most importantly, securely.
Okay, so it's a consensus mechanism built on serious teamwork and verification. I like that. Now, one of the things that jumped out at me from the research was this promise of zero gas fees. I mean, anyone who's ever dabbled in DeFi knows that those gas fees can really add up and sting a little. How is Hyperliquid managing to pull this off?
Well, it's all thanks to that custom-built blockchain we were talking about. Since they control the entire environment, they can basically waive those pesky computation costs you normally see on other networks. It's like having a free pass to the trading floor.
Okay, but I'm gonna play devil's advocate here for a second. One of the articles we have mentions that some critics are a little skeptical about the long-term sustainability of the zero-fee model. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a fair point. It'll definitely be interesting to see how they manage the economics of the platform as it scales. There could potentially be other revenue streams they explore down the line, but for now, it's definitely a big draw for users, especially those who are new to DeFi, who might be a bit hesitant to jump in because of those extra costs.
You bring up a good point. It definitely makes the platform more inviting, especially for someone who might be dipping their toes into DeFi for the first time. Now, another feature that really caught my eye was this on-chain order book. For those of us who are used to traditional exchanges, can you explain how this is different and why transparency is such a big deal here?
Okay, so imagine a world where everyone has access to the same playbook. That's essentially what an on-chain order book offers. You see, in traditional exchanges, the order book, which shows all the buy and sell orders for an asset, is often hidden from view. It's like playing a card game, where only the dealer knows what cards are in the deck. But with Hyperliquid, everything is out in the open. Everyone can see the orders, the prices, the history of every trade. This creates a much more level playing field, and it builds trust, because there's no room for any shady dealings behind the scenes.
So it's like bringing sunlight into the trading process, illuminating everything for everyone to see.
I like that analogy. And I'm curious about the trading itself. Hyperliquid specializes in perpetual futures. Can you unpack that term for us? Who are these types of contracts for? And why might someone choose to trade them?
Sure. So think of it like this. Let's say you have a hunch that the price of a certain cryptocurrency is going to skyrocket. With a perpetual futures contract, you can basically bet on that future price without actually owning the cryptocurrency itself. And unlike traditional futures contracts, these don't have an expiry date, so you can hold your position for as long as you want, waiting for that moon landing. Maybe a crash landing. It all depends on how well you play your cards. It definitely sounds like it has the potential for some serious wins, maybe some nail-biting moments too. All right, let's shift gears for a second and talk about some of the more technical features that have people buzzing. I'm seeing terms like unmatched speed and liquidity, one-click trading, even advanced features like partial take profit and stop-loss orders. This all sounds incredibly impressive from a technical standpoint, but what does it actually mean for a trader's experience on the platform?
So imagine a world where you can execute trades at lightning speed, without any lag or frustration. That's what Hyperliquid is aiming for. It's all about creating a really seamless and intuitive experience that rivals even the best centralized exchanges. No more waiting for transactions to go through, no more dealing with clunky interfaces. And those advanced features you mentioned, those are like the power tools for serious traders. Like, let's say you want to lock in some profits as the price of your asset is going up, but you also want to keep some skin in the game in case it continues to soar. With a partial take profit order, you can automate that process. Similarly, a stop loss order can help you minimize losses by automatically selling your position if the price drops below a certain threshold.
So it's like having a superpowered trading dashboard with all these tools at your fingertips to help you navigate the market with more precision and control. It sounds like they're really trying to cater to both seasoned traders and beginners. Now, I'm particularly excited about Hyperliquid's integration with Av.ai. This partnership seems like a real game changer. What is it about Av.ai that makes this such a big deal?
Well, Av.ai is already a powerhouse in the crypto world. They're known for their incredible data analytics, their ability to track what the so-called smart money is doing, and a whole suite of tools designed to help traders make informed decisions. Now, imagine combining that with the speed and transparency of Hyperliquid. It's like having a team of expert analysts whispering in your ear while you're trading play.
So it's not just about giving users access to Hyperliquid, it's about weaving these two platforms together to create a truly powerful and insightful trading experience. I'm really curious to dive deeper into how this actually works in practice. What are some of the specific benefits that a trader, someone like you, would experience using this integrated platform?
Well, first and foremost, it's all about seamless access. You can jump directly into Hyperliquid's
All
ecosystem
right.
without having to create any separate accounts or jump through hoops. It's all right there, integrated into the Av.ai platform. And this leads to a truly unified trading experience. Instead of having to juggle multiple platforms and interfaces, you've got everything you need in one place. Charting.analytics.orderexecution.smartmoneytracking, all of it. But perhaps the most exciting aspect is the synergy between Av.ai's advanced tools and Hyperliquid's technology. Think about it. You can leverage Av.ai's data-driven insights, like spotting trends before they become mainstream, and then use Hyperliquid's lightning-fast execution to capitalize on those opportunities. It's like having a crystal ball and a supersonic jet all in one.
That's a powerful image. It definitely paints a picture of how this integration could empower traders of all levels, from newcomers to the pros. Now, this all sounds incredibly promising, but we have to ask the tough question. Is Hyperliquid really a game changer, or is this just hype? What are your honest thoughts on the platform's potential?
Well, there's definitely a lot of buzz around Hyperliquid,
yeah,
and for good reason. They're addressing some of the biggest pain points in DeFi, like speed dot transparency, and of course, cost. Remember what we talked about earlier, that custom-designed blockchain, the HyperBFT consensus mechanism,
Yeah.
the elimination of gas fees. These are genuine innovations that have the potential to really shake things up.
It sounds like they're not just talking the talk. They're actually building the infrastructure to back it up.
Right. And with the Ava.ai integration, they're not just building for a niche audience. They're making this technology accessible to a much broader range of traders, which is a really powerful combination.
Okay, so let's step into our time machine for a moment and imagine the future. Do you think this model, with its custom blockchain and this focus on user experience, could become the new standard in DeFi? What kind of obstacles do you think they might face as they grow, and what kind of impact could all of this have on the future of trading as a whole?
Well, it's still early days for Hyperliquid, but if they can continue to deliver on their promises and build a strong community of users, I think it could definitely inspire a whole new wave of innovation in the DeFi space. Of course, there are challenges ahead. One of the biggest hurdles for any platform like this is scalability. Can their custom blockchain handle a massive influx of transactions without compromising speed or security? That's something they'll need to prove as they grow.
That's a great point. It's easy to make things work smoothly with a small group, but when you open the doors to a much larger audience, things can get a little more complicated. What about security? We've seen some pretty high-profile hacks in the crypto space. How can they ensure that the platform remains secure and resistant to attacks as it scales?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Security is paramount in this space, and they'll need to constantly evolve their defenses. to stay ahead of any potential threats. But I think it's also important to remember that while decentralized exchanges are generally considered to be more secure than their centralized counterparts, no system is completely foolproof. It's a constant arms race.
It's a good reminder that even in the world of decentralized finance, we need to stay vigilant and aware of the risks. What about the regulatory landscape? We know governments around the world are still grappling with how to regulate DeFi. Could that potentially create some headwinds for Hyperliquid down the line?
It's definitely something to keep an eye on. The regulatory landscape is constantly evolving, and new rules could emerge that impact how Hyperliquid and other DeFi platforms operate. It's a bit of a wild west out there right now, but I think it's important for projects like Hyperliquid to be proactive and engage with regulators to help shape sensible policies that foster innovation while protecting users.
That makes sense. No one wants to see innovation stifled, but we also need to make sure things are done responsibly. Now let's zoom out for a moment and look at the big picture. If Hyperliquid manages to overcome these challenges and achieve its vision, what kind of impact could it have on the future of trading? What are your thoughts on the bigger picture here?
Well, imagine a world where decentralized exchanges offer the same level of sophistication, speed, and user-friendliness as the centralized platforms that we're used to, but with greater transparency and security. That's the potential I see in platforms like Hyperliquid. It's about empowering individuals, giving them more control over their assets, and creating a more equitable and accessible financial system. Of course, there are plenty of skeptics out there who believe that DeFi is just a passing fad, or that it's too complex for the average person to understand. But I think we're just scratching the surface of what's possible here.
It definitely feels like we're on the cusp of something really exciting, and I'm eager to see how it all unfolds. All right, let's take a breather for a second and recap what we've learned about Hyperliquid so far. It's a decentralized perpetual exchange built on its own custom blockchain, designed for speed, transparency, and perhaps most enticingly, zero gas fees. They've partnered with Av.ai to create this powerful and integrated trading experience that brings together advanced analytics and seamless execution. They've got some ambitious goals and some big challenges ahead, but they're definitely pushing the boundaries of what's possible in DeFi. Now I want to leave you with something to think about as we move into the next part of our deep dive. We've talked a lot about the potential benefits of Hyperliquid, but what about the potential drawbacks? Are there any hidden risks or concerns that we haven't considered yet? That's what we'll explore when we return for Bevems. Part two of our deep dive into Hyperliquid and Av.ai. Stay tuned.
You know, it's like we're test driving this really sleek, futuristic car. Hyperliquid has all the bells and whistles, but we need to take it for a spin on some rough roads to see how it truly performs.
Exactly. We got a taste of that shiny exterior in part one, but now we need to pop the hood and kick the tires a bit. So what potential bumps in the road do you see for Hyperliquid? What are some of the hidden risks or concerns that we need to consider?
Well, one thing that immediately jumps out at me is the competitive landscape. The DeFi space is incredibly dynamic. New projects are popping up all the time, each vying for attention and users. Hyperliquid might be the hot new thing today, but there's no guarantee it'll stay on top forever.
Right. It's a bit like the tech world, isn't it? One minute you're the hottest app on the market, and the next minute you're yesterday's news. So how can Hyperliquid avoid becoming another flash in the pan?
They need to constantly innovate and stay ahead of the curve. You know, that means listening to their users, anticipating their needs, and constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible in DeFi. It's a relentless race.
And speaking of relentless races, security is always a major concern in the crypto world. We've seen some pretty high-profile hacks and exploits over the years. How can Hyperliquid assure users that their funds are safe and that the platform is secure?
It all comes down to building a really robust and resilient system. They've got a good foundation with their custom blockchain and that HyperBFT consensus mechanism we talked about, but they can't afford to be complacent. They need to constantly be on the lookout for vulnerabilities, conduct thorough audits, and, you know, stay one step ahead of the bad guys.
It's a constant game of cat and mouse, isn't it? And as the platform grows and attracts more users, the target on their back gets bigger.
Absolutely. The more successful they become, the more attractive they become to hackers. And the stakes are incredibly high because we're talking about people's money.
That brings up another concern that's been on my mind: regulation. The DeFi space is still largely unregulated, but governments around the world are starting to pay attention. What kind of impact could increased regulation have on Hyperliquid's future?
That's the big unknown, isn't it? Regulation can be a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it can provide legitimacy and stability to the industry, which could attract more institutional investors and mainstream users. But on the other hand, it could stifle innovation and create barriers to entry for new projects.
So it's a delicate balancing act. Regulators need to find a way to protect consumers and prevent illicit activities without stifling the incredible potential of DeFi.
Exactly. And it's going to be interesting to see how Hyperliquid navigates this evolving landscape. They'll need to be proactive in engaging with regulators and demonstrating that they're operating responsibly and transparently.
It's a bit of a wild west out there right now, but hopefully we'll see a more clear and consistent regulatory framework emerge in the coming years. Now, let's shift gears for a moment and talk about another potential risk, the broader macroeconomic environment. We're living in a time of economic uncertainty with rising inflation and interest rates. Could these external factors impact Hyperliquid's success, even if they execute their vision flawlessly?
That's always a possibility. Crypto markets are notoriously volatile, and they're often influenced by external factors that are beyond anyone's control. A global recession, a sudden spike in interest rates, even geopolitical events. These can all send shockwaves through the crypto ecosystem.
So even if Hyperliquid builds the best platform in the world, they're still susceptible to forces beyond their control.
Unfortunately, yes. It's a reminder that investing in crypto, even in a seemingly promising project like Hyperliquid, always carries a certain level of risk. It's not for the faint of heart.
That's a good point. It's important for anyone considering dipping their toes into DeFi to do their research, understand the risks, and never invest more than they can afford to lose. Now, despite all these potential risks and challenges, I'm still curious to hear your overall assessment of Hyperliquid's potential. Do you think they have what it takes to succeed in the long run?
Honestly, it's still too early to say for sure. There are a lot of moving parts, a lot of unknowns, but they've got a strong team, a compelling vision, and they're addressing some real needs in the market.
So there's reason for optimism.
Absolutely. I think they have a real shot at making a significant impact in the DeFi space. But ultimately, their success will depend on their ability to execute their vision, adapt to changing circumstances, and build a loyal community of users.
It's like any startup, really. They need that combination of vision, talent, timing, and, you know, a bit of luck to truly thrive. Now, I want to shift gears for a moment and talk about the broader DeFi landscape. Assuming Hyperliquid does achieve some level of success, what kind of ripple effects do you think it could have on the industry as a whole? Could it inspire other projects to follow a similar path?
I think it definitely has the potential to be a catalyst for further innovation. If they can demonstrate that a custom-built blockchain designed specifically for trading can deliver a superior user experience, it could inspire other projects to explore similar approaches.
So we could see a whole new wave of purpose-built blockchains optimized for specific use cases. That's exciting.
I think so. We're still in the early days of blockchain technology, and we're just beginning to explore its full potential.
And that brings us to our final thought for part two. We've talked a lot about Hyperliquid, but what other innovations would you like to see in the DeFi space? What are some of the unsolved problems or unmet needs that you think are ripe for disruption?
Ooh, that's a great question. One area that I'm particularly interested in is decentralized lending. We've seen platforms like Ahav and Compound gain some traction, but I think there's still a lot of room for improvement.
So you're thinking about something that goes beyond what we have now. What would a truly revolutionary decentralized lending platform look like?
Imagine a platform where anyone could lend or borrow crypto without having to go through a centralized intermediary. It would be completely peer-to-peer with no need for KYC or credit checks.
That sounds incredibly empowering. It would open up access to credit for people who are currently excluded from the traditional financial system.
Exactly. And it would be much more efficient than the traditional banking system. Less paperwork, lower fees, faster transactions.
So it's about democratizing access to credit and making the whole process more streamlined and transparent.
Precisely. And I think blockchain technology has the potential to make this vision a reality.
I'm with you on that one. It's an area I'm definitely going to be keeping my eye on. What other innovations are on your radar?
Another area that I think is ripe for disruption is prediction markets.
You mean a platform where people can bet on the outcome of future events?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But instead of using a centralized platform like Predicted, it would be completely decentralized. No censorship, no restrictions, and no single point of failure.
So it's about creating a truly open and transparent market where anyone can participate and express their views on the future.
Exactly. It would be a fascinating way to harness the collective wisdom of the crowd and get a more accurate prediction of future events.
And it could have all sorts of applications, from predicting election results to forecasting the price of cryptocurrencies.
The possibilities are endless. And I think it's just a matter of time before we see truly innovative decentralized prediction markets emerge.
I'm eager to see what the future holds for this space. It feels like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with DeFi. Well, we've covered a lot of ground in part two. We've explored some of the potential risks and challenges facing Hyperliquid, discussed the broader impact it could have on the DeFi landscape, and even dreamed up some future innovations that we'd love to see. Now, in part three, we'll step back and reflect on everything we've learned. We'll also leave you with some final thoughts and some questions to ponder as you continue your own exploration of the DeFi universe. Stay tuned.
You know, it's kind of wild to think. Just a few years ago, most people hadn't even heard of DeFi. And now it's like everyone's talking about it. Decentralized exchanges, yield farming, NFTs.
Yeah, it's definitely been a whirlwind of innovation. And the pace just keeps accelerating.
I know, right? It's hard to keep up sometimes.
But that's also what makes it so exciting. It really feels like we're witnessing the birth of a whole new financial system. One that's more open, more transparent, and way more accessible than anything we've seen before.
Yeah, that's the promise of DeFi, isn't it? Empowering individuals.
Yeah.
Giving them more control over their financial lives.
Yeah.
Creating a more level playing field.
Exactly. And Hyperliquid, with its focus on user experience and that seamless integration with app.ai, really seems to be at the forefront of this whole movement.
Yeah, they're definitely making a splash, but like we talked about in part two, there are some challenges ahead. They'll need to navigate that competitive landscape.
Yeah.
Stay ahead of security threats, adapt to those evolving regulations, and, you know, weather those macroeconomic storms.
It's a lot to handle, but I gotta say I'm optimistic. They seem to have a really solid team, a clear vision, and a really deep understanding of what traders actually need.
I agree. And I think that partnership with Av.ai is a really smart move. It gives them access to a ton of data and analytics, which could give them a significant edge.
It's like they've combined the speed and agility of a sports car with the intelligence and insights of a supercomputer.
Uh-huh. I like that analogy. It really highlights how DeFi isn't just about recreating traditional financial tools, but it's about creating entirely new possibilities, leveraging the power of blockchain technology to do things that were never possible before.
Exactly. That's what I find so inspiring about this whole space. It's not just about disrupting the status quo. It's about imagining a completely different future for finance.
And that future is being built right now by these incredibly talented developers, visionary entrepreneurs, and passionate communities all over the world.
It truly is a global movement, and one that I think has the power to transform our world in some really profound ways. Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a few final thoughts and some questions to ponder. We've explored all the ins and outs of Hyperliquid, analyzed its potential, and even dreamt up some future innovations that we'd love to see in the DeFi space. But ultimately, the most important question is, what does all of this mean for you?
Right, that's the question everyone needs to ask themselves. How is DeFi going to impact your life? Will you embrace these new technologies and explore the possibilities? Or will you just watch from the sidelines?
Yeah, there's no right or wrong answer. But I really encourage you to be curious, do your own research, and form your own opinions. Don't just blindly follow the hype or dismiss it completely.
DeFi is complex, and it's constantly evolving. So it's important to approach it with a critical eye and a healthy dose of skepticism.
But also with a sense of wonder and a willingness to explore the unknown.
Because at the end of the day, DeFi is about more than just technology. It's about empowering people, fostering innovation, and building a more equitable and accessible financial system for everyone.
That's a vision worth striving for, and one that I think we can achieve together. So that's it for our deep dive into Hyperliquid and the exciting world of DeFi. We hope you found it informative, insightful, and maybe even a little inspiring. And we encourage you to continue your own exploration of this fascinating and ever-evolving space. Stay curious, stay informed, and keep on diving deeper.